This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Dr. Janice Nevin. Dr. Nevin's the CEO of Christiana Care. Christiana Care is a magnificent system, principally located in Delaware. They're in the process or have entered into a large relationship with Highmark, the large Blue Cross managed care plan. And Dr. Nevin's going to talk to us today about the vision for that, what that looks like, what execution will be like, and a little bit more. Dr. Nevin, can you take a moment to introduce yourself and maybe jump right into sort of the vision of what Christiana Care is looking to accomplish with Highmark?
Thank you so much, Scott. It really is a pleasure to be here. I'm Dr. Janice Nevin, President and CEO of Christiana Care and a family physician by training. And our organization has long been committed to creating value, meaning how do we create a deeply personalized experience for the people that we serve, a quality of life that is reflected in their health, and that we're reducing costs so that care is affordable. The partnership with Highmark Health, which is the parent company of Highmark Inc., which is the insurance arm and the Blues plan, came into being because we have had a longstanding relationship and been in discussions for quite some time, thinking about, you know, what can we do together to really not only just change the current system of care, but create a new system of care. I think if there's something we can agree on, it's that our current system is not sustainable. It's very much focused on sickness and sick care. It's very expensive. And as we've learned through the pandemic, it's also not particularly resilient. And as we talked to Deb Rice Johnson, who's the CEO of Highmark Inc., and Karen Hanlon, who's the COO at Highmark Health, we realized that we had a shared vision. And that is a vision. How can we generate a seismic shift in healthcare, focusing on creating health so all humans can flourish, redesigning how care is delivered, and integrating how care is paid for into that model. And that really is the value of this partnership. We have a shared vision. We have shared values. We both organizations have demonstrated the ability to execute. And we know that together we can grow and accelerate our collective impact on health. It's an opportunity to bring this vision to scale.
And what will the partnership look like?
We're creating a new company, essentially. It's a joint venture, 50-50, Highmark Health, Christiana Care. We will share governance. We will share ownership. And we have put together a structure that really does address healthcare in a comprehensive way. We have created what we're calling a collaboration committee, which will be, I will be on that committee, as will Deb and Karen, along with additional leaders from both organizations. And then we have a partnership realization committee, again, equal representation from both organizations. And that group will lay out our strategy and our yearly planning on which we'll execute. We are deep in the midst of doing the work. I sometimes get asked, you know, when will this start? It has started. It has been in flight for a number of months at this point. We're really developing what we're calling Vehicle Zero, which is our shared services operating model. And then the power of the collaboration, and it is a 10-year agreement, is that there are buckets of work, which again we're calling vehicles, that really address healthcare comprehensively. I like to talk about the biopsychosocial model of care and the opportunity that we have in the 21st century to really marry the biological needs of people with the mental health needs of people, with the social care needs of people, and really put that on a platform of data and technology so that care can be continuous, the five vehicles really address that. We have a solution design center, which will become expert at identifying problems. One of the great values of this partnership is that it will transform our ability to access data and analyze data, because we will not only have our data, but the entire Highmark network, which is not only their insurance products in the various markets they serve, but they're also a provider organization. And so we will have access to data in a way that will be very differentiated. It will allow us to specifically identify problems and then create solutions. Find solutions, buy solutions, or if necessary, build solutions. And we fully expect that we will be able to commercialize some of those solutions, that others will be interested. One of the assets that we have at ChristianaCare is our Center for Virtual Health. We've long been a leader in using data analytics, artificial intelligence, to really care for people in a very continuous way. And this partnership will leverage the Center for Virtual Health. We will create new capabilities inside the center. And it's a really important way of to provide access to high quality care that's affordable, ideally in the luxury of one's home or in a community setting. And then payment. We are going to be working together on creating new payment models to support this new approach to care. For example, Medicare Advantage, or thinking about the exchange population. We have the opportunity to marry a new approach to care delivery with a new approach to payment because of the capabilities these organizations bring to the table. And as part of this, we have committed, ChristianaCare has committed, to working with Highmark over what will likely be a fairly extended period, redesigning our entire relationship around payment. And we believe that we have the opportunity to develop a national model, again, that we can share with others to demonstrate how care delivery and payment at scale can have an impact on health. You know, one of the things that I would love to do in healthcare is to eliminate the concept of the visit. Too much healthcare is based on that transaction. It's how we pay for care. It's typically how we deliver care. The future is this concept that care will be continuous. We will use technology that will generate data that will allow us to manage people's needs in the moment, and that care will be, it will involve reaching out to someone using virtual platforms, and then making sure that those in-person encounters that are part of a lasting relationship occur, and they bring real value. It's the ultimate expression of right place, right time, right care, right person involved.
Well, this isn't like a joint operating model where the ChristianaCare hospitals will be contributed into that model. More, this is a different type of joint venture. Is that a fair statement?
It is. ChristianaCare remains independent. Highmark Health remains independent. It's not an exclusive agreement. So the partnerships that we currently have in place will continue similarly for Highmark Health. We have formed together a new company, a new joint venture that will stand alone and benefit from the capabilities and competencies that each organization brings to the table.
So for there to be success here, you know, there'll have to be serious resources and efforts put into this to make it work and really to get the benefits of this. If you were to think about what this might look like, if you were to judge success 5 years from now, any sense of what that might look like?
Absolutely. And we have been focused from the beginning on ensuring that we have a common understanding of what success looks like. It was one of the conversations that we had very early on. We need to be able to improve health. And there are metrics that we currently use, but we also believe there are opportunities to use new metrics. We have to make sure that what we do achieves health equity, that we are enabling this new approach to be available to all. And so everything that we do and measure will have equity embedded in it. And importantly, we have to reduce the total cost of care. If we have not reduced the cost of care, and if those cost savings aren't passed on to the people who pay for care, we will not have achieved success. We are both, each organization is absolutely committed to improving access, to creating a different experience, not only for the patient, but also for the people who provide care. I believe it's another area in which this partnership is differentiated. But this work must result in cost savings. Care must become more affordable because of this collaboration.
And take a moment on this question. You know, there's a great commentary discussion in the play Hamilton, where they talk about who's in the room. So when this kind of idea gets crafted, who's in the room? How does this come about? Did this jointly come out of discussions with you and the other leaders of Highmark? Did Highmark approach you on this? Do you approach Highmark on this? Who's in the room when this idea gets thought of that we could take these two great systems, Christiana Care system and the Highmark system? Highmark's been the dominant payer in Pennsylvania. You're the largest health system in Delaware. How does this come about? Who's in the room? How does this get thought up? Give us a sense of that to those of us that, you know, you wonder how these huge participants come together.
I believe it starts with relationships at the highest level. And those are relationships that endure over time. If Deb Rice Johnson were on the phone, we would both be smiling, saying, you know, we had a lot of meetings, really from the moment that I became the CEO, having dinners together, talking about healthcare, and were there opportunities for us to work together? And as a result of that, we executed a first-of-a-kind Medicaid contract here in Delaware in partnership with Highmark, with Christiana Care taking on up and downside risk. And when we did that, we started to understand that we did have a shared vision, we had shared values, and believed that there was more that we could do together. I think the relationship that Deb and I had was really important. And then we brought other key leaders into the room, the chief physician executive, our chief strategy officer, our chief financial officer, and we chief government affairs. And we started to have conversations and really deepened our understanding of each organization and thought about what was possible. And as a result of that, as the learning about each organization deepened, we realized that we could do something even at a bigger scale. And Deb introduced me to Karen Hanlon, who's another just outstanding leader in healthcare. And the three of us started to talk about, you know, what could this really look like? And we had done so much learning over the last year, particularly around COVID and how we use data and monitoring and technology to care for people continuously in the home. And we'd grown our virtual health capabilities, and they were thinking some of the same thoughts. And because we had an established relationship, we recognized that in partnership, we could do more, we could grow more quickly and bring these ideas to scale and have more of an impact.
One last question. Is it easier to do these collaborative win-win relationships, not zero-sum relationships, we hope, even though, you know, Highmark's not known for being unaggressive, at least traditionally. Is it easier to do this? And this goes back before the leaders you mentioned, when they had the, you know, the huge falling out in the West Allegheny system and UPMC and so forth and so on in Western Pennsylvania. Is it easier to make these win-win collaborative relationships when you've got all women leaders? Is it just coincidence that it's all women leaders here that are able to look at this in a more constructive way, or is that just coincidence?
my bias is it made a difference. You know, I think that you talked about win-win. I think the traditional relationship between the payer and the provider is, you know, once a year we get in the boxing ring and we're fighting it out over rates. And, you know, we walk away and we like to think that we've won, but we really haven't. And of course, the people who receive care and pay for care, they certainly haven't won. We decided that we wanted to redefine the game. I'm a huge fan of both Brené Brown and Simon Sinek, and she recently did a podcast and talked to him about his new book, The Infinite Game. And I love that concept that, you know, that this relationship that we have with Highmark, it's not about winning and losing. It really is about a shared vision and working together and evolving the work that we do together, adapting the work that we will do together to ensure that we can execute on that vision. There won't be a point where we stop and say, okay, we did it, we made it, we're done. We will continue to work together to make sure that we are committed on, you know, to creating health so that all humans can flourish.
Dr. Nevin, I want to thank you for joining us today. We'll be excited to watch this evolve over the next several years, which Highmark and ChristianaCare stay separate, but collaborates on this major effort, and we're hoping it's a great success. On a different note, it's always a pleasure to visit with you and hear what you're thinking about. What a magnificent leader you are. Thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Nevin.
Thank you, Scott. Take care.